From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the U.S. is set to continue its naval blockade on Iranian ports, with President Donald Trump expressing confidence that its economic pressure strategy will succeed. South Korea's industrial output, retail sales, and facility investment all rise in March despite the Middle East conflict. And President Lee Jae-myung urges companies to view their workers as valuable partners while encouraging labor unions to adopt a sense of mutual responsibility. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Cha. The U.S. is set to continue its naval blockade on Iranian ports, with its president expressing confidence that economic pressure will prove more effective than airstrikes. Meanwhile, the U.S. Secretary of War sought to justify a record $1.5 trillion budget proposal to Congress by defending the Iran war as part of a strategy to prevent another North Korea. Kim Bum-soo has the latest.
They're not going to have a nuclear weapon. They know it.
The U.S. blockade of Iranian ports is expected to continue as the White House is seeking to exert maximum economic pressure on Tehran.
Well, the blockade is genius, okay? The blockade has been 100% foolproof. It shows how good our Navy is, I can tell you that. Nobody's going to play games.
Speaking to reporters on Wednesday after canceling his negotiator's weekend trip to Islamabad, President Donald Trump discussed a pressure campaign dubbed Operation Economic Fury.
Now they have to cry uncle. That's all they have to do. Just say, we give up. We give up. But their economy is really in trouble. So it's a dead economy.
So Operation Midnight Hammer accomplished nothing of substance. It left us at exactly the same place we were before.
Amid mounting pressure to get out of the Iran war, Trump Secretary of War Pete Hegseth confronted skeptical Democrats at the House Armed Services Committee, arguing that the U.S. military action is preventing Iran from becoming another nuclear North Korea.
It's the North Korea strategy. You know this very well. The North Korea strategy was use conventional missiles to prevent anybody from challenging them so they could slow walk their way to a weapon. President Trump saw Iran at its weakest moment, took an action to ensure in a way that only the United States of America could do with our Israeli partners.
The war secretary characterized the case of North Korea as a lesson for policymakers, claiming the regime gathered enough ballistic missiles to blackmail the region and the world. Hegseth's remarks, ironically, came amid concerns that the protracted war in the Middle East could lead to reduced U.S. military strength on the Korean Peninsula and weaken deterrence against North Korea's fast-evolving threats. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
The presidential office says there have been no discussions between Seoul and Washington on withdrawing U.S. troops stationed in South Korea or reducing their numbers, following remarks by U.S. President Donald Trump about a possible troop cut in Germany. Presidential spokesperson Kang Yoo-jung told reporters during a press briefing Thursday that the government is closely monitoring the U.S. review of its global force posture and the possibility of related changes in response to questions about Trump's comments. Kang added that the government is working closely with the U.S. military to ensure that U.S. forces in South Korea maintain a stable presence and continue to contribute to the strong combined defense posture between the two allies. Trump said in a social media post on Wednesday that the United States is studying and reviewing the possible reduction of troops in Germany with a determination to be made over the next short period of time. South Korea's industrial output, retail sales, and facility investment all rose in March despite the war in Iran. According to the Ministry of Data and Statistics' monthly industrial statistics report released Thursday, industrial production edged up 0.3% from the previous month to 118.3 in March. The gains in industrial output were led by finance, insurance, transportation, and storage in the service industry, which jumped 1.4%, and automobiles and other areas in mining and manufacturing, which rose 0.3%. Retail sales rose 1.8%, and sales of durable goods such as telecommunications devices and home appliances jumped 9.8%. Facility investment increased 1.5%, primarily due to increased spending on transportation equipment, which jumped 5.2%. Samsung Electronics announced record earnings for the second consecutive quarter in the wake of the semiconductor supercycle. In a press release on Thursday, the company reported an operating profit of 57.2 trillion won, or around 38.5 billion U.S. dollars, in the January to March period, an increase of more than eightfold from a year earlier. Sales jumped 69.2% to 133.9 trillion won, with net profit surging nearly sixfold to 47.2 trillion won. Samsung posted record quarterly sales and operating profit, beating the previous highs from 3 months earlier. The tech giant attributed the record performance to robust sales of high-margin AI chips and rising memory prices. President Lee Jae-myung has urged companies to view their workers as valuable partners and encourage labor unions to adopt a sense of mutual responsibility. During a meeting with senior aides at Changwadae on Thursday, he warned that excessive demands from labor unions could ultimately be detrimental to both the unions and their members. His comments came as a major labor union at Samsung Electronics has threatened to initiate an 18-day general strike starting May 21st, demanding higher bonuses in line with the company's record-high revenue. He emphasized the need for a spirit of coexistence and cooperation at a time of critical challenges, as the transition to artificial intelligence is exposing the labor and industrial sectors to a fundamental change. Regarding the designation of Labor Day as a statutory holiday this year, the president expressed hope that it will provide an opportunity to reflect on the value and significance of labor. The South Korean government has begun taking steps to improve its E-9 visa for non-professional employment to increase benefits for higher-skilled foreign workers and better manage workforce supply and demand. KBS learned on Wednesday that the Ministry of Employment and Labor is in discussions with related ministries about the possibility of creating E-9-1, E-9-2, and E-9-3 subcategories. Under the plan, workers who improve their skills, for example, by obtaining job-related certificates, could move to a higher tier and enjoy greater benefits, such as ease restrictions on changing jobs and the ability to bring their families over. The Foreign Employment Permit System, introduced in 2004, allows small and mid-sized companies to employ non-professional foreign workers if they can't fill the vacancies with South Korean nationals. Foreign workers who enter the country under the system are initially permitted to stay up to 4 years and 10 months on E-9 visas, but this can be extended to 9 years and 8 months. Generally fair weather is expected on Friday, Labor Day, and Saturday. The rain that fell on some parts of the nation Thursday is expected to stop in most areas by Friday morning, with no further rainfall forecast through Saturday. Morning lows on Friday will range between 7 and 12 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs to peak between 18 and 26 degrees. The low in Seoul will drop to around 12 degrees, and the city will warm up to 26 degrees in the afternoon. Rain is set to return nationwide on Sunday. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Che.
KBS World Radio.